It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Milroy, Minnesota for Section 3A Baseball. It's elimination games tonight. We'll have two baseball games for section baseball games for you here in Milroy. Our first one will feature the Canby Lancers taking on the Lock Paul Valley Eagles. And our second game tonight will be the Minneota Vikings taking on our Russell Tyler Ruthin. Coach Nick Kockelman and the Lancers are out there taking the infield right now. Coach Darby Beargott and the Eagles have completed their infield. And it's an overcast day here in Milroy. Boy, and it's not as warm as I thought they were gonna. It was gonna be. I thought it was temperature was supposed to be in the 90s, mid 90s, but it is very comfortable here. I love Yankee Field here in Milroy. It is just an unbelievable place to watch baseball, to play baseball, and for the past few years we've done section baseball here at Yankee Field. Well, let's see how these two teams got here, Canby and Lacaparl Valley. Canby Lancers opened up their section play on Saturday in Dawson, and Chase Rangard threw a one-hitter as Canby shut out McRae 11-0, and then the Lancers fell to Dawson Boyd 7-5, so that dropped the Lancers down into the elimination bracket here today. Lacaparl Valley, they played at home on Saturday, and they beat Renville County West 8-0, and then they lost 8-1 to Yellow Medicine East in the second game on Saturday, and that dropped the Eagles down in elimination bracket. So here we are, Canby and Lacaparl Valley. Both these teams played each other during the regular season. I did not broadcast that game, but the Eagles won 10-0. Not sure what transpired during that game, but that's the only time they've met here this year. So so it's Canby and Lacaparl Valley here in a few minutes. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Canby Lancers. Leading off for Canby, they're the visiting team. Canby's Cash Anthony will lead it off. He'll play second base. Will Abrahamson will play short and bat second. Batting third, Cody Stoll. Cody will be out in center field and bat third. Batting fourth and playing left field, Chase Sigler. Batting fifth and playing third base, the sophomore, Ben Dreets. Chase Rangard will be on the mound for Canby, and he'll bat sixth. Batting seventh and the designated hitter is Morgan Toll. Batting eighth and catching is number five, Dylan Christensen. And batting ninth and playing right field, sophomore Matthew Zitzman. The Canby Lancers start 4 seniors and 2 juniors and 3 sophomores. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Canby Lancers. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. For the Lacaparl Valley Eagles, Gavin Mortensen will start it off. He'll play second base. Batting second and catching, Grant Bierke. Batting third and pitching, Nolan Smith. Batting fourth and out in center field will be senior Brant Schomer. Tanner Tilbury will play first base and bat fifth. Batting sixth and playing third, Jackson Fernals. Batting seventh and the designated hitter is Gavin Meyer. Batting eighth and playing short for the Eagles is ninth grader Easton Fernals. Batting ninth and playing right field, Carter Moan. And the Eagles, that's your starting lineups. The Eagles are coached by head coach Darby Beargott, assisted by Josh Benson and Braden Kittleson. I failed to mention the Canby coaches, Canby's head coach is Nick Cockleman, assisted by Eric Hansen and Chance Ingersmo. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Thanks to Tony Arata for sponsoring the State Farm Insurance starting lineups for all the sports all season long here on Q92. Nick Cockleman and the Lancers just finished up their infield. The umpires are walking to home plate with both head coaches, Nick Cockleman of the Lancers and Darby Bjorgan of the Eagles. The Eagles are in their black uniforms, white pants, and the Lancers are in their bright orange uniform tops and gray pants. And should be a really interesting game, that's for sure. Lacapra Valley comes in 9-4 in section play. Canby 7 wins, 6 losses in section play. Overall, Lacapra Valley 12-7. Canby has 9 wins and 7 losses overall. Eagles average scoring about 7 runs a game, as does Canby. But Canby seems to have the better defense during the course of the season. They've only allowed 4 runs, while the Eagles have allowed 5 runs. Eagles are in the first base dugout, Canby in the third base dugout. A lot of Canby fans to my left, a lot of Lacapra Valley fans sitting right below me here. I love this, grandstand there. It's like the 1950s, old wood, got a roof over us so we don't get wet if it rains. And just a great press box. I always enjoy coming here. Pat Dolan does a great job of greeting us as we come into the press box and the PA announcers and concession stand workers. It's just a great place here in Milroy. Milroy knows how to do baseball, that's for sure. Of course, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they are playing at the same time over at the Irish Yard just a few miles from us here outside of Milroy. And the Blackjacks, they're on the winner's bracket. They're taking on Adrian Ellsworth at 5 o'clock here. And then the second game at the Irish Yard is Murray County Central taking on the Yellow Medicine East Sting. So the winners of those games tonight in the winner's bracket will play in the semifinals on Saturday. And we'll talk more about the brackets here as more and more people come into the Yankee Field here, the complex. I think our bleachers are going to be pretty much full by the time the first pitch starts, that's for sure. I think that will wrap up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break here as they do the starting lineups and the national anthem, and then when we come back, we'll have the first pitch here in this Section 3 elimination game between Lacapra Valley and the Canby Lancers. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pyrrhus and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Miniota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery in Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Miniota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Cron Tassel Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolfschlager Concrete, Tadet's Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prins Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones & Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Auto and Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Agan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Kluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application. And Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dreyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
Stop in to Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson, and check out the great selection of new and used vehicles. On the lot right now, a 2024 Ford Maverick XLT, all-wheel drive. It's like new, a local trade, and only 11,000 miles. How about a 2023 Ford Explorer XLT Sport, leather, third row seat, only 27,000 miles, or a 2021 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 Lariat, sharp local trade, only 69,000 miles on it. Check them out online at www.leemtrco.com or give them a call, 320-769-2365. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212, Dawson.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Jim's Clothing in Madison, where comfort and service come first.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Yankee Field here in Milroy for Section 3A Baseball Playoffs. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Well, don't have my sidekick Bart Hill with me or Dick Newman with me today, so I'm solo. Of course, Bart is on his way back from Tennessee after his son Brandon, the head coach of Alley Tech in Community College, played in the Junior College World Series this past week. I believe they were top five team in the country. So congratulations to ex-Eagle Brandon Hill. And Dick Newman's got a grandson that's playing in section baseball down in the metro area. So I'm by myself today. So here we go. Canby is the visiting team, overall record of 9-7. And Cash Anthony will lead it off for the Lancers. On the mound for Lacapaw Valley, right-hander Nolan Smith, a senior, just graduated at Lacapaw Valley. Nolan's logged a lot of innings this spring for Coach Darby Burgon and the Eagles. So let's go defensively for Lacapaw Valley. The usual infield here, Grant Bierke behind the plate, Tanner Tilbury at first, Gavin Mortensen at second, freshman Easton Fernals at short, Jackson Fernals at third base out in the outfield for Lacapaw Valley. Got Max Young out in left field, Brant Schomer in center, and Carter Moen in right field. The Eagles, as I mentioned, start two seniors, two juniors, four sophomores, and a freshman. All right, here we go. This is an elimination game. You lose, you're done for the season. You win, you move on, you'll play Thursday right back here at Yankee Field. Here's your first pitch of the ball game. Nolan Smith facing Cash Anthony. These two teams met during the regular season. The Eagles won 10-0. Here's the first pitch of the ball game, and it's a fastball right down the middle for strike one to Anthony. Both these teams went 1-1 on Saturday. Smith in his windup, and the pitch down low for ball one. One ball, one strike. As I mentioned, I just enjoy broadcasting from Yankee Field here in Milroy. Just a beautiful baseball atmosphere. Right now, one ball, one strike to Anthony, and the pitch is down low for ball two. Nolan's a tall right-hander, just graduated on Sunday at Lacapaw Valley. Went out to his grad party. Here's the 2-1 count to Anthony. And that is, ooh, that just missed. Is that a ball? That was a ball. Ball three, 3-1. Will Abrahamson on deck for the Lancers. Lancers in their bright orange tops, blue helmets. Here we go. The pitch. Inside. Oh, a strike call. Now we got a full count to Anthony. Nolan threw that one, and Anthony kind of brushed back a little bit, but the home plate umpire called the strike, so we got a full count. Here's the pitch. Down low and outside for ball four. So Anthony, the Lancers, get their leadoff batter on base. Coach Nick Tockelman coaching third base for Canby. They have a base runner. Eric Hansen coaching first base for the Lancers. And here's Will Abrahamson, Jr., playing shortstop for the Lancers. Anthony has his lead at first, and it's a good one, folks. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike call. Number one, Will Abrahamson. Anthony steps off first base. Tilbury over there at first, holding him on. Smith checks him out from the stretch. And here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fall back. That hit the chest protector of the catcher, Grant Bierke. And Grant has got to walk it off here a little bit. And a little shook up there. Now the home plate umpire is walking out to the mound to talk with the pitcher, Nolan Smith, for some reason. And now that conversation is done. Home plate umpire walking back, looks at catcher Grant Bierke. He gives him the thumbs up, see if he's okay, and he is. And so here we go. Abrahamson, 0-2 count on him. Nobody out. Ball game just started. Anthony at first base. And here's the pitch from Nolan Smith to Abrahamson. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So a strikeout there for Smith as Abrahamson goes down swinging, and there's your first out of the inning. Here's the number three batter, the center fielder senior, Cody Stoll, as he looks down to Coach Cockleman. See if Cockleman gets Anthony going here from first base. Anthony on first base after drawing a walk, and Smith pitching to Stoll. He squares around the bunt. Pulls the bunt back. There goes Anthony down to second. The throw from Bierke. He's out. Bierke throws out Anthony trying to steal second base. Listen to the La Caprile fans. What a throw by Grant Bierke. It was right on the money. Colonel's covering the second base. I mean, that timing there was just perfect. Two outs. Wow. Goal squared around the bunt, pulled the bunt back. Bierke fired a bullet to second base. Anthony's a fast runner, and they threw him out. Two outs. Stoll with a at the plate. Called strike two. How about Nolan Smith here? After walking, Anthony's come strong here. Cody Stoll now, 0-2 count, two outs. Nobody on for the Lancers. Smith in his windup, and the pitch swung on and fall back to the backstop. Boy, there are a lot of people here coming, still coming into the grandstand area here. I got a lot of Canby Lancer fans to my left, Eagle fans to my right, Dan right below me here. They're kind of split. So 0-2 count to Cody. Smith's pitch. Curveball swung on and missed for strike three. Nice job by Nolan Smith. That was a nasty, slow breaking ball thrown to Stoll. So for the Lancers, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the first. The Eagles coming up to bat. We'll be right back.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season.
They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Trigestead, at 320-894-1576.
Welcome back to Yankee Field here in Milroy. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. No score in this elimination game in Section 3A between the Canby Lancers and the Lacaparl Valley Eagles. Nolan Smith, outside of walking Anthony, shut the Lancers down there with a little help from his catcher, Grant Bierke, throwing out Anthony trying to steal second. So here we go in the bottom of the first inning. Eagles coming to bat here. The pitcher for Canby is a junior. He's a tall right-hander, Chase Rangard. And Chase, as I mentioned on Saturday, threw a one-hitter against McCray. Well, in the other game, just a few miles down the road here, Dawson Boyd is playing Adrian Ellsworth in the winner's bracket. The winner of that game plays in the semifinals on Saturday. The other bracket, the winner's bracket, is Murray County Central taking on Yellow Medicine East later tonight at the Irish Yard in Milroy. Here we go. Gavin Mortensen steps up to the plate and takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Eagles the home team. It's Mortensen. Grant Bierke will bat next. Nolan Smith will bat third. First three batters here for Lacaparl Valley. The Eagles, as I mentioned, overall, they're 12 wins, 7 losses. Chase Rangard, from the stretch, swung on and fouled back by Mortensen. Gavin's really had a nice season leading off for the Eagles. Coach Darby Biragon at third base. Coach Josh Benson coaching first for Lacaparl Valley. We'll get to your Canby Lancer defense here in a minute. Here's the pitch, and that's high for ball to Mortensen. Two balls, one strike to Gavin. Well, they got the grill going. I can smell the brats and hamburgers already. Here's a solid hit to left center field, just out of the reach of shortstop Abrahamson. And their first hit of the ball game belongs to Gavin Mortensen of the Eagles and Lacaparl Valley with a base runner. Defensive for Canby, Dylan Christensen behind home plate. He's a senior. Landon Meyer Tubson playing first base. Cash Anthony second. Abrahamson has short, Dreets at third. That's your infield for the Lancers as Grant Bierke steps into the batter's box. Mortensen at first base. After getting a base hit, the left center throw over the first. Mortensen's got his uniform dirty right away. Out in the outfield for Canby, Chase Sigler in left, Cody Stoll in center, and Matthew Zitzman, the sophomore, in right field. Rangard, the pitch. There goes the runner. Curveball missed down low. Here's the throw to second. And it's not in time, and Mortensen with a stolen base. And you can hear the Lacaparl Valley fans. That ball got kind of sailed on the Canby catcher, Christensen. I think that was a ball thrown at Bierke. It was. 1-0 count to Grant. Eagles have a runner in scoring position now. Rangard pitching to Grant Bierke. The pitch. Strike call right down the middle. One ball, one strike to Grant. Grant's a junior. As I mentioned, the Eagles are 2 seniors, 2 juniors, 4 sophomores, 1 freshman. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Curveball in there. Oh, ball 2. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike to Grant. Mortensen with his lead at second base. It's a good one. They're not, the Lancers aren't really trying to hold them close. There's a ground ball fouled on the first baseline, just on the backside of assistant coach Josh Benson. We've got softball action, section softball happening in Marshall. I drove by the softball complex there. There's a lot of people already there. 2-2 count here to Bierke. And a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. He struck him out. Nice pitch there by Canby's Chase Rangard. That one broke pretty good. One out. So here's pitcher Nolan Smith, left-handed batter. Nolan throws right, bats left. He's got his teammate out there, Gavin Mortensen, on second base after Gavin got a base hit to left center field. Rangard checks and looks at Mortensen. Now the pitch to Smith, swung on and fouled back for strike one to Nolan. On deck is number 14, Brant Schomer. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. If you're just tuning in, Section 3A baseball. We've got two games for you today. Elimination games. Everything's on the line. If you want your season to continue, you need to win. And here's a pitch inside to Smith. Beautiful scoreboard here at Yankee Field in Milroy. Rangard working with to catcher Christensen. 1-1 pitch to Nolan. Swung on and he fouls it over to third base dugout. They got out into the parking area. They changed it up a little bit here in the Yankee. You can't park where you usually park anymore. You got to drive all the way on the outside outfield fence, and everybody parks beyond the third base line, left field line now. 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. He swings at that one, pops it up down the left field line. The left fielder, Siegler, giving chase, and he makes the catch in foul territory. Chase Siegler ran a long ways in left field, and he was almost up against the fence in foul territory. And kept an eye on the ball and made a fine running catch by Siegler out there in left field for the Lancers. That was a big out for Camby. Now two outs, and here's Brant Schomer, the center fielder for Acaparo Valley, with Mortensen still at second base. The pitch, and in the dirt, Christensen blocks it. Here goes the runner to third. Here's the throw. Safe. Mortensen gets down. The ball, pitch was in the dirt. Nice job by Camby's catcher, Dylan Christensen, to block it like a hockey goalie, and he kept the ball in front of him. And boy, Mortensen took off right away when he saw the pitch was in the dirt. And Christensen recovered, threw down to Dreets at third, and that was very close at third. But Mortensen steals, gets in there at second base. Here's Schomer batting. 1-0 count to Brant. Pitch is high for ball two. So Mortensen at third base now. Mortensen is quicker than I thought. He got down there quick from second to third. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Schomer, strike one. You know, Gavin Mortensen, you know, it's one of those things, though, the ball, it didn't really go far from the catcher, Christensen, but he kept it in front of him. You know, you can't hesitate. When you decide to go, you better go, and that's what Mortensen did. 2-1 to Schomer. Ball high, ball three. Yeah, if Gavin would have hesitated, should I go or not? Yeah, I think I'll go. He probably would have been thrown out. Quick decision there by Mortensen, who's standing on third base. 3-1 to Schomer. The pitch from Rangard, and that's ball four. The Eagles have runners on the corners. Two outs, and here's Tanner Tilbury, a sophomore. Number 15, Tilbury, who's had a great spring. No score, bottom of the first inning, Section 3A baseball, right here on Q92 from Milroy. Now Rangard has runners on the corners. He checks Schomer at first, Mortensen at third. Here's the pitch. There goes Schomer down to second. The throw is cut off. And so Brant's in scoring position. A lot of drama already here in the first inning. So the Eagles have runners on third and second. No score, two outs. And Chase Rangard trying to get out of a jam here now, pitching to Tanner Tilbury. 1-1 to Tilbury. And here's the pitch. Dropped, and now Mortensen's going to try to score. No, now he's fouled up, and Christensen won't throw it. Boy, the ball, again, Christensen with a nice block to Camby catcher, and that time it got behind him, and Mortensen broke for home. Christensen recovered, and then Gavin stopped about three quarters away to halfway down. And said, no, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to be out easy. So he retreated back to third. And Christensen did not throw it down there to play it safe. So everyone's safe. A lot of action here in the bottom of the first. No score. and Tilbury batting. One ball, one strike, two outs, two on for the Eagles. The pitch. And that is, I think that was a ball. Home plate umpire not putting the fingers up, so I'm kind of guessing. Here's the pitch to Tilbury. Outside and high for a ball. Now I think it's 3-1. It is. Three balls, one strike to Tanner. We got Mortensen at third base, Schomer at second. Here's a big pitch for Chase Rangard. And that's strike two. A little hesitation there by the home plate umpire. So a full count and two outs. And the runners, full count pitch coming here. And here it is. And a ground ball hit the third base. Streets fields it, throws the first, and they get a nice play by Ben Dreese, the sophomore for the Lancers at third. He had to charge it hard. He did, and on the didn't even set his feet. He fielded it and made the throw to first base. So for the Eagles, no runs on one hit, no errors. And they leave two on base. We will be take a commercial break. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from Yankee Field here in Milroy. We'll be right back with the Lancers coming to bat.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Bar and Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you gotta have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Bar and Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Bar and Grill in Ghent.
Hi, looking for a career where your self-worth is valued? UFP Mineota is powered by hardworking people who value integrity in everything that they do, who look for opportunity around every corner, and who enjoy a culture that demands accountability, expects mutual respect, and provides opportunities for personal and professional growth. UFP Mineota, 507-872-5195. Join our team. Join our family.
Welcome back to Milroy, everyone. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports. No score. We're going to the top of the second inning between Canby and Lacaparle Valley. It'll be Sigler, Dreets, and Rangard, the first three batters for the Lancers as the sun is coming out now. And overcast skies, and it looks like it's going to clear off nicely, and so we're going to have a lot of sun now. And I'm sitting in the shade. Got an update just a few miles down the road at the Irish Yard. Dawson Boyd down 1-0 to Adrian as the Blackjacks are batting in the second inning. And that's in a winner's bracket. Nolan Smith's first pitch to number 10, Chase Sigler, is a strike. So the Eagles had an opportunity there to score some runs, and a nice job by the Lancer defense, especially Treats, the third baseman there, get that third out, not allowing a run. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Sigler. Nice blazing fastball by Nolan Smith. 0-2 count to Sigler. First batter here in the top of the second. Nolan in his windup and the pitch. And that's outside. I want to thank UFP Mineota. They're our premier sponsor for Section Sports. Appreciate that. Good company. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Sigler as Smith delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second, third strikeout for Smith. So Sigler goes down swinging, and here's the third baseman, sophomore Ben Dreese, who made a fine fielding play to end the inning. Nolan in his windup, and the tall right-hander delivers to Dreese, and it's a strike. Nolan's throwing strikes. A lot of Lacaparle fans here, a lot of Canby fans. 0-1 count. One strike to Dreets. He pops it up foul over the grandstand here. Well, I think I'm going to... We've got some of the Lancer fans sitting in the sun now since the sun came out. The clouds are going away, and so we're going to have a lot of sun the rest of the game, I think. Hopefully I remain in the shade. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball right center field. And Moan over there, right fielder underneath of it, makes the catch for the second out. Carter Moan, the center fielder. That was a major league pop-up off the bat of Dreets to right field. More right center, I should say. Schomer was coming over, but Carter Moan called him off and made the catch for the second out. Here's the pitcher, Chase Rangard, batting for Camby. No score, top of the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch by Smith. Popped up center field. Schomer back. He's underneath of it. Deep center field. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Nolan Smith and the Eagles. Boy, that was a well-hit ball by Rangard, but deep center field. And Schomer hauled it in for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Camby. We're going to go to the bottom of the second with the Eagles coming to bat. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball right here on Q92. We'll be back in a minute.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
Paul Ramo back here in Milroy. No score between Camby and La Caparo Valley. The Eagles batting here in the bottom of the second inning. Got an update in Section 3A softball in the semifinals. Yellow Medicine East leading Wabasso 6-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning right now. The winner of that game, Yellow Medicine East and Wabasso, they'll play for the section championship on Thursday. So we follow Yellow Medicine East. Bailey Sneller in the circle pitching for the Sting. So right now, a 6-3 lead for Yellow Medicine East over Wabasso in the fifth. Keep you up to date on that. Last we heard, it was 1-0 Adrian over Dawson Boyd at Irish Yard. All right, here's Jackson Fernholz. 6, 7, and 8 batters for La Caparo Valley to face Chase Rangard. Rangard's pitch to Fernholz, curveball, missed for a ball. Eagles made an interesting first inning, that's for sure. They stranded runners on second and third. Rangard worked his way out of a jam. Here's the pitch, and that's high and away for ball two, 2-0. The Fernholz, the third baseman. Jackson, the sophomore. Gavin Meyer on deck. Rangard likes to work from the stretch with nobody on base. There's a strike thrown to Fernholz. Two balls, one strike to Jackson. Now with that sun out, now you can just feel it's warmed up. Here's the pitch. There's a shot to left field. Base hit. And a solid hit to left for Fernholz. And Jackson gets a single. That's the second hit of the game for La Caparo Valley. Just a sharp line drive to left. Siegler, the left fielder, got it in quick. Gavin Meyer batting, designated hitter for La Caparo Valley. Fernholz with a huge lead over there. First, now that huge lead, Rangard doesn't like it. He's thinking the same thing I was and threw it over to first. Number 25, Gavin Meyer, batting. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the second. No score if you're just tuning in. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Nice stop by Christensen again. Coach Josh Benson over there at first base talking with Jackson Fernholz. Meyer steps back into the batter's box for the Eagles, and Chase Rangard, who threw a one-hitter against McCray on Saturday, ready with the pitch. There goes Fernals. Here's the pitch. It's high. The throw from Christensen, not in time. Fernals slides head first into the bag with a stolen base, so Fernals in scoring position for La Caparo Valley. Two balls, no strikes to Gavin. Easton Fernals waiting his turn on deck for the Eagles. Eagles left two on stranded in the first inning. Rangard, the pitch. And it's right down the middle for a strike to Meyer. Well, Mineota and RTR are here. They're warming up. They will play next, maybe about 20 minutes after this game. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Gavin. And that's a strike. Two. Well, the home plate umpire is a little delay there again. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Fernald standing at second base. Rangard pitching to Gavin Meyer. The pitch. Popped up. And that's the shortstop. Abrahamson calling for it right on the infield grass and makes the catch. One out. And here's Easton Fernals, a ninth grader. What a season Easton's had. He was player of the game a couple weeks ago. I think he three or four RBIs in the game we broadcast. So Easton could knock in a run here with a possible base hit. And a pitch in. Oh, it gets by Christensen and it goes to the backstop, and that means Jackson Fernals is going to run to third base. Ball was in the dirt. So Coach Darby Biergon talking with Fernals at third base. Chase Rangard. 1-0 count here to Easton Fernals, the shortstop for the Eagles. There's a shot to left, an RBI single for Easton Fernals. Easton Fernals gets the Eagles on the board first with an RBI single to left field, scoring Jackson Fernals. And it's 1-0 La Caparo Valley here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's a number 9 batter for the Eagles, right fielder Carter Moen. Easton's got some good speed. He's over there at first base. Here's the pitch and ball to number 4, Carter Moen. That'll be the top of the order for the Eagles. So Easton with another RBI. It's throw over to first, and Fernals. Easton dives head first into the first base bag. 1-0. That was the third hit of the game for the Eagles. Rangard from the stretch, pitching to Carter Moen. And the pitch is a ball. Boy, I have a hard time, the umpire not saying, making any motion behind home plate at all. It's a strike or ball, so I'm being a scoreboard guy or just guessing right now. Ball 3 to Carter Moen. So a 3-0 count to Carter. With Fernald standing at first base after his RBI single to left. Rangard's pitch is a strike right down the middle. Gavin Mortensen waiting his turn on deck. Canby defense ready here. And playing shallow in center field here. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Carter Moen. There goes the runner. Pitch is high for ball 4. Throw down to second. And I think it hit Fernals, and Fernals is safe at second. That was ball 4, a walk to Carter. So now the Eagles with runners on first and second. They lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Just one out. And here's Gavin Mortensen, who got a base hit to left center field to start the ball game. Rangard checks his runners at first and second, and the pitch to Mortensen. Swing and a miss by number 2. As he looks down to Coach Biergon, Coach Darby Biergon flashing the signs quickly. The Lancers are not holding the runners on. And here's the pitch to Gavin Mortensen. And he pops it up. Left field. The left fielder, Siegler, coming over. This might drop. No, it's caught by Siegler and left, and he throws it into the infield quickly. What a nice running play by left fielder Chase Sigler. I thought that was going to drop. And Sigler on a dead run in left center field, making the catch. He had to be fighting that sun. He had to be fighting the sun there, but he did a nice job, Sigler, the senior. Cody Stoll at center field was quickly over there, too. But Mortensen made contact there, just couldn't get it to drop. I thought it was going to drop when it left its bat. But here's Grant Bierke. Eagles still with runners on first and second. The pitch is high for a ball. Two outs now. Grant Bierke, first at bat, struck out. Chase Rangard. The pitch to Bierke. There's a shot left field. Sigler right at him. He makes the catch. Sigler busy out there in left field for the Lancers that inning. But well hit ball off the bat of Grant Bierke. And so that ends the inning. But the Eagles do come up with one run. Two hits, no errors. And they leave two on base again. So we're going to go with the score. The Eagles won. Camby nothing. As Camby's coming to bat here in the top of the third, we'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of going over the piles and through the maze of boxes to get what you need? Mid-Minnesota Lumber in Appleton is ready to help you redesign your home for your lifestyle today. Let us dream with you for a remodel or a new addition. Treat yourself to an Onyx shower system, new kitchen cabinetry, and bold architectural windows and doors. Call us at 320-289-2714 or stop in at 138 West Sorensen in Appleton. Be sure to check out our website for our gallery of projects at midmnlumber.com. Stop in and let us show you how we can bring your past home into a bright new future. That's Mid Minnesota Lumber in Appleton.
Welcome back to Yankee Field here in Milroy. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles have a 1-0 lead on Camby in a Section 3 elimination game. Just got an update from the Irish Yard just a few miles down the road here. Dawson Boyd has tied it up now, 1-1 in the top of the third in that winner's bracket. Well, I coerced Davis Patzer, the former Eagle. He's sitting next to me. I said, you just well put a headset on, Davis.
Yes.
Thanks for doing that.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, welcome to the airwaves. And see, you graduated last year, right?
Yep.
And you played at Ridgewater?
Yes.
Talk about that. We got a minute here or something.
It was really good. It was fun. Managed to have a pretty good year, and we happened to sneak in the playoffs and got eliminated kind of early, but it was fun. Fun year.
And he just hit a grand slam home run. We'll talk about that in a little bit for Rosen last night, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about that in a bit. Anyway, here's Nolan Smith. Pitching to the 7, 8, 9 batters for Camby, and number 28, Morgan Cole, with a big swing and miss there. What do you think of the game so far, Davis?
Man, it's been good baseball so far. Nobody's hurt themselves and just playing good baseball.
Cole, Christensen, and Zitzman, the first three batters there, and there's a strike. Nolan Smith, the senior right-hander. Eagles lead 1-0. They scored a run in the bottom of the second off the bat of Fernalls, I believe. Easton, yep. Here's the pitch down low for a ball.
Noel's been in a groove so far. He's been looking really good.
Yeah, he got a little bit of, and after the first batter, Anthony got a base or walked and got the second base in the first inning there. And here's the next pitch to Toll, and that's down low for ball two. 2-2 count to Morgan Toll. Camby, batting. Well, the sun just went under a cloud. Now we have sunshine there for a while. Next pitch, outside and low for ball three. I think we got a full count. Good crowd on hand.
Very good crowd. Yep. Good to see all the people out.
Yep. So a big pitch coming here for Nolan Smith of the Eagles. Full count to Morgan Toll, the designated hitter. Here it is. And a ground ball foul down the third baseline, right between Nick Cockham and the coach. And third baseman Jackson Fernalls. Eagles got a fairly young team. They only have two seniors.
Yeah, that's really impressive to see these young kids stepping up.
And four sophomores starting. Smith, a senior, however, their tall right-hander, about to deliver a full-count pitch to Morgan Toll. And there's ball four. And I think that's the second walk of the game for Smith. Tight ball game, 1-0 Eagles. Now Coach Nick Cockerman wants to talk with the home plate umpire. He's going to send someone out to run or what?
I don't know what this is about.
Long discussion here between Coach Cockerman. And nothing's happening, it looks like, so...
I think for Nolan here, you just got to, you know, after giving up a leadoff walk, just get settled in and just throw strikes, let your defense play, and he'll be all right.
Here's Dylan Christensen, the Lancer catcher. His first at-bat in the ball game here. And he has a teammate in Morgan Toll over there at first base. So Nolan working from the stretch now. And here's your first pitch to Christensen. Oh, inside, just about hit him.
He ran that one in.
Yeah. Matthew Zitzman waiting his turn on deck for the Lancers. Here's the pitch from Nolan. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Dylan. One ball, one strike to Christensen, who graduated. Again, Nolan ready, and the pitch to Dylan. And that's strike two called. Nolan seems to be zeroed in here,
yeah.
Zoned in here, doesn't he?
It's a good job to get up now.
Toll with his lead at first. Eagles lead 1-0 if you're just tuning in. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back. The netting would have been there. We would have got a foul ball there, Davis.
That would have been right to the teeth, I think.
Mineota and RTR will play next in another elimination game. You'll hear that game right here on Q92 as well tonight. Toll at first base. Tammy's just had, that's their second base runner of the game. Pitch outside for ball two. Defensively for the Eagles, Tilbury at first, Mortensen at second, Fernals at short, Fernals at third. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Christensen. Ground ball foul towards the third base dugout.
Had a good battle going here between these two.
Yep. I thought it was going to be a lot warmer than it was today. The forecast is like 95 degrees,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Feels pretty good up here in the
it
shade.
Does. Let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, that's right.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Pitch.
One out. Big cut there. That was a good swing by Christensen.
Yep.
Didn't make contact. That was the fourth strikeout for Nolan. Here's the number 9 batter, the right fielder, a sophomore, Matthew Zitzman, with Morgan Toll at first base after drawing a walk. One out. The pitch, ground ball to Mortensen at second, and he's going to go to second for the force and not a throw to first, but they get the force out there. Yeah, Gavin looked like he was going to, after he fielded, was going to go to first and then went to second, right?
I kind of thought he was going to go to one with that one, but
yeah.
That's a good heads-up play, get the lead runner.
Two outs, so just been on a fielder's choice is at first base. Here's Cash Anthony. The leadoff batter here for Canby. I think Bart's job is in jeopardy, David.
Oh, I don't know.
He's listening, so go ahead.
Oh, sure.
Here's a fly ball, well hit, right field. Carter Mona's camps underneath of it and then makes the catch. Boy, I thought that was going farther.
Yeah, that was hit well. That was hit well. That was a nice play. Good read by Carter out there.
So for Canby there in the third, for no runs. No hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the third. The Eagles coming to bat. They lead 1-0. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from Yankee Field here in Milroy. We'll be right back.
Farmers, are you looking for pallet racking for your shop or maybe a motor for your farm operation? Look no further than Pete's Electric Motor in Mineota. Owner Brandon Peterson has been selling and repairing motors since 1994. Pete's Electric Motor has a large inventory of motors on hand. So for motors, pallet racking, store shelving, and other farm accessories, contact Brandon Peterson of Pizza Electric Motor at 507-872-5188. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and located 1.5 miles north of Mineota on County Road 3. Find them on Facebook, Pizza Electric Motor Mineota. We service what we sell.
Welcome back to Yankee Field. I almost want to say Yankee Stadium, but it's Yankee Field here in Milroy. Davis Passer helping out here today, taking over Bart's job. Bart's job's in jeopardy now, David.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
Bart's on his way back. Of course, Brandon, you know Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon made the Junior College World Series?
Congrats to them. He's got a good, great program going on down there, so congrats to him and the Legends. And yeah, it was good battles this year between them.
Chase Rangard continues warm-up pitches here. Davis played for Ridgewater College this year, and he made all-conference at Ridgewater, and you had a really good year.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good year.
Well, any other local players on the team?
Not really. We got Nolan Smith, who's up here in the bottom of the third, coming next year, so that'll be fun.
Well, that's right. Nolan is going to be at Ridgewater.
Yeah.
Well, are you scouting him? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch to Nolan, and he rips one down the right field line.
Oh, nice.
For a base hit. Nolan runs first, and he'll stay at first. Swinging at the first pitch, the left-handed batter, I should say, Nolan Smith, gets on base off the pitch from Chase Rangard. I was at Nolan's graduation party, and they had really good cookies.
Yeah, I did happen to stop by. I had more cupcakes than I did cookies, but they were good, too.
All right, here's Brant Schomer, the center fielder. Brant walked in the first inning. The score is 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Eagles, the home team. Camby, the winner of this game, will move on and play Thursday. The loser's done for the year. And Rangard. And punch laid down there beautifully by Schomer. And Christensen throw to first, and he's safe.
Beautiful. Beautiful baseball.
Schomer beat the throw on the punt. Wow. Christensen played that well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did what he could.
Yeah. So back-to-back singles for the Eagles. Beautiful bunt by Schomer.
Jace DeLean is courtesy running for Nolan on second.
Tanner Tilbury batting now for Lacaparo Valley. Rangard, there's nobody out. He squares around the bunt, and he missed it for strike one to Tilbury, the sophomore. Tanner grounded out to Ben Dreets at third, and it's only at bat. So the Eagles can do a lot of things here with runners on first and second, nobody out. Camby defense in, the first baseman, Tubson, in on the grass. He squares around the bunt and throws behind him for a ball. Tanner Tilbury batting. DeLean on second base. Schomer, after that beautiful bunt, he beat the throw. He's on first. Tubson's way up on the grass at first base, expecting Tilbury to bunt. Now throw to second, and DeLean gets back. That was close, wasn't it?
That was a nice
move. That's DeLean running, right?
Yep. DeLean on second.
Yeah, nice pickoff attempt there by Camby's Chase Rangard. One ball, one strike. Coach Darby Biergon wanted to make sure the count was right. Asked the home plate umpire. Home plate umpire said, yep, one ball, one strike. DeLean at second, Schomer at first, and there's nobody out here. Eagles lead 1-0 in third. Another bunt right back to the pitcher, and he's going to go to first, his only play. And Tilbury gets the job done there, advancing the runners to third and second. One out. Here's Jackson Fernal.
Rangard did a nice job. He thought about three and realized he couldn't get him, and you need to get an out in that situation.
Jackson Fernals steps up to the plate. He got a base hit and came around to score on Easton Fernals' base hit. Pitches inside for a ball. So Chase Rangard trying to work out of a jam here with one out in the bottom of the third. Eagles have a 1-0 lead, but they're threatening with runners on second and third right now. with Jackson at the plate. Rangard's pitch. Oh, well, hit ball, but Sigler, the left fielder, is there. And taking up is DeLean. He's going to try to score. Here's a throw, not in time.
And now, yeah, now they got him in a pickoff.
And now the third base, and he
makes it in.
Jackson's at third base. Teller, this is what happened there on that play there. Davis.
Yeah, with second and third, Fernal did a nice job, hit a deep fly ball, and was able to get the runner in from third, and Schomer tried to advance on the throw and kind of got off too far and wasn't sure if he was going to go, and ended up beating the hot box.
Boy, Sigler, the left field, had a nice throw home. They didn't really hit the cutoff guy, but nice throw home, and DeLean slid head first in the home plate for the second run. And there's a swing and a miss by Gavin Meyer. So we've got Schomer at third base. Let's see, I can make sure. Yeah, the two outs now.
Yep.
Gavin Meyer batting, right? Yep, Gavin Meyer batting. Pitches down low. So Schomer at third base. Yeah, Brent kind of got caught in the hot box.
Yeah, he kind of got caught, and he ended up making it third.
Rangard pitching to Gavin Meyer, the designated hitter, and he hits one out to left field. Sigler coming over, and it's going to let him drop in front of him, and that'll score a run as Schomer scores, and it's 3-0 Eagles. That was a tough call there by Chase Sigler in left. You know, should I die for it?
Yeah.
Should I keep it in front of me?
Yeah, that's I've played a lot of outfield in my life, and that's always the hard one. You don't know what to do. You try to make a play, but if it gets by you, man, they're going to be running.
Yep. So, but he played it safe.
Yeah, that's the right play.
Yep. Nice job by Sigler there. Here's the pitch to number one. This is East Infernos, who had an RBI single, and the Eagles lead 3-0 now here in the bottom of the third inning. And Fernos, just a freshman, finishing his ninth grade year. At the plate. And a strike. Boy, the home plate umpire.
He kind of waited on that one. I wasn't sure.
I was teasing Easton a couple days ago. When are you going to hit for the cycle like your brother, Katie?
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. That was here, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was here. It was in an elimination game as well.
Pitch inside for ball three to Fernals. Runner at first base is Meyer. And an RBI. And the pitch. In the dirt. Is that ball four?
There goes Meyer.
Yep, Meyer done. Isn't that ball four? No.
3-1 now.
3-1, okay. Wow. You call that a strike?
I wonder if they didn't, because they didn't. They had him 3-0 there, and I think he was supposed to be 2-1.
Okay. Fernals now with 3-1. Runner on second. Here's the pitch, and that's high for ball four, so the Eagles have runners on first and second. I think that's the third walk of the game given up there by Rangard. Chase threw a one-hitter on Saturday against McRae. I think they won 11-0, I think. Now batting, Carter Moen, the number 9 batter for the Eagles. And he hits one popped up right field. And Zitzman underneath of it, and the sophomore hauls it in for the third out. So the Eagles pick up two runs on 4 hits. I think, yep, 4 hits, no errors, and they leave 2 on. Again, the Eagles have left 2 runners on in the first, second, and third now. But they have a 3-0 lead on the Canby Lancers. The Lancers coming to bat here in the top of the fourth. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from Yankee Field here in Milroy. We'll be right back.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
We're back. Paul Ramo, Davis Patzer, here at, what do you think of this ball field? Did you like playing
here?
Yeah,
I always love playing here. I don't know, I like the stadium and the stadium feel of it, and I always thought they took very good care of the field. I really enjoyed playing here.
Well, the La Crosse Valley Eagles lead can be 3-0 as the Lancers are going to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They're going to send up their 2, 3, and 4 batters. They'll face Nolan Smith. And Nolan's done a fine job here through 3 innings. And Nolan pitching to Will Abrahamson, who struck out, went down swinging in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike.
Done a nice job of getting up early and not falling behind and throwing a lot of pitches.
Sun back out, shining brightly here in Milroy right now. And the pitch outside, a little breaking ball. Nolan going to fit in with Bridgewater pitching
staff
next year.
Yeah, yep. Yes, he will. It'll be a good time. I'm excited to get him over there.
1-1 to Will Abrahamson, the junior. And the pitch is outside. Wish the home plate umpire would tell us if it's a strike or ball.
He's a little delayed.
2-1. Didn't get a chance to talk to him before the game. I usually tell umpires, hey, can I have some fingers? Pitch outside. And Abrahamson steps out of the batter's box. 3-1 to Will. Good athlete at Canby High School. And Nolan delivers to Abrahamson. And that's 4. A walk, so you always want to get your leadoff batter on.
Yeah, that's a very good job.
Here's Cody Stoll, the center fielder who went down swinging in the first inning. So, with nobody out here in the bottom or the top of the fourth inning, Canby down 3-0. They got a base runner. And here's Cody. Smith from the stretch. There goes Abrahamson. Here's the throw from Bjerke.
Throw.
And it goes out in the center field. Abrahamson's going to try for third. Here's the throw from Schomer. Not in time. And Abrahamson scoots from first to third.
It's a heads up play to see that ball by you and hop up and take off again. Get yourself in scoring position.
Good effort there by Abrahamson of the Lancers. So Coach Cockleman talking to Will at third. Stoll at the plate. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Good crowd on hand here tonight. And Smith's pitch. Here it is. And he laces it to the center. Schomer coming in, makes a running catch. Here's the tag. And William Abrahamson's going to score on the tag. So Canby gets a base run, a run here in the top of the fourth.
That's the plays in the game that some people don't really realize. You know, he got himself all the way to third, and then all it takes is a sacrifice fly, and you get a run. Getting that first one when you haven't scored yet, that's huge.
So Stoll flies out to Schomer, and Brandon really did a nice job.
He did. He came in well. He had to run for that one.
Running hard. So here's Chase Sigler batting with one out. Nobody on base for Canby. Popped up right side of the field. Mortensen, the second baseman. The first baseman going out, and Tilbury makes the catch. Calls off Mortensen. Shallow right field. That looked dangerous.
That was. Didn't really know who was calling that one. They were both kind of looking at each other, and I guess as long as you catch it, that's all that matters.
Got an update from Irish Yard. Dawson Boyd leading Adrian now 4-1 in the top of the fourth. Blackjack's trying to stay in that winner's bracket and play Saturday. All right, now here's a ground ball hit by Ben Treats to Mortensen and goes by him out to right center field. Is that an error there, you think?
That was a hard hit ball.
Okay, hard hit. All right, I'm going with you. Base hit for Ben Treats.
Heck of an effort by Mortensen, trying to keep it in the infield.
So with two outs and Ben Treats, screened it out right by Mortensen there. Kevin got down on it. Got his uniform dirty going after it anyway. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. to Chase Rangard.
I'm sure his mom will appreciate a dirty uniform when he gets home.
Yep. Chase Rangard, the batter for Canby. They got a run here in the fourth. Now it's 3-1. Eagles. Here's a pitch from Nolan. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there by Rangard. Two outs. Paul Ramo, Davis Patcher here in Milroy tonight. First of two games here on Q92 tonight. 0-2 pitch. Big pitch for Nolan. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Good fastball there, huh?
That had a lot of life on it. That was a great pitch.
Sabat, Canby comes up with one run on one hit, one error, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, and the Eagles have a 3-1 lead in this Section 3A baseball playoff game. We'll be right back.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. And they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Remember, veterans get 10% off at the House of Spirits.
You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison Dawson, online, FM.com.
All right, Paul Ramo, Davis Patcher back here in Milroy. The Eagles have a 3-1 lead on the Canby Lancers. Good ball game, Davis.
Been a very good ball game. Both teams have done a nice job of, you know, for the most part, hitting people in when they're in scoring position, not leaving too many base runners on, and neither team has hurt themselves yet. You know, not too many errors or anything. Everybody's earned everything.
All right, Chase Rangard continuing his warm-up pitches here. Trying to catch an update on the Section 3A semifinals in softball. And right now, Yellow Medicine East leading Wabasso in the top of the seventh, 10-8. And the winner of that will play for the section championship. They can make their way into the section championship. The loser dropped down in the loser's bracket there, so see if the Sting can hang on, leading 10-8 over Wabasso in the top of the seventh. Davis, of course, plays not only for Ridgewater College, but for the Rosen Express Town Team, and last night he had a grand slam home run to beat Dawson.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Talk about that. You're down how much?
We were down 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth, and after I hit that one, that put us up 8-5, and then we had to get three outs, and we won the game, so that was a lot of fun.
That's a big ballpark in Rosen, too. Oh, and there's a pop-up. The batter is Mortensen, and he hits it in foul territory. It felt good when it left your
back. Yeah, you know.
But that's a big field.
Yeah. I knew that one was gone. I knew I got all that one. So that was fun. Fun moment.
Exciting win last night in Rosen. Love going to Rosen broadcasting game. Mortensen laces it out to center field.
Nice.
Stoll makes the catch. A running catch there by Canby's center fielder, Cody Stoll. Off the bat of Mortensen. We see some good catches in the outfield already.
Good defensive baseball today.
We do a WOW Autowash and Laundromat play of the game, so think about that as we go along here. And a Neon Needle Subway player of the game. You've got a few of them shirts, I think.
I've got a couple. Yeah. It was good.
There's number 18, Grant Bierke. Grant struck out, and he flied out to left in his two at-bats. Eagles lead 3-1. Rangard's pitch inside for ball. Sun shining brightly here in Milroy right now. Mineota and RTR are here. They'll play next in elimination game. Rangard's pitch down low in the dirt. We've got section baseball going on, section softball, and on Thursday we're going to add section boys volleyball.
It's a busy time of year.
It is. Rangard's pitch in the dirt. For ball three, 3-1. Yeah, the Lacapra Valley boys volleyball team, they'll play their first section playoff game ever at Benilde St. Margaret on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Pitch is high for ball four. So we're in the bottom of the fourth. Whoops. I messed up my scorebook. I always do that. That was a walk, right?
Yep.
Somebody came in to run for
him? Bryson Danzeason. The courtesy run for the catcher.
Okay. Here's Nolan Smith, left-handed batter. Nolan got a base hit, came around to score in the last inning. Eagles lead 3-1, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch to Smith from Rangard is a strike.
Nice pitch.
Notice most of the Canby Lancer fans, they've moved now since the sun has come out.
I don't really blame them. I don't know if I'd want to sit in the sun either.
In the sun. Smith batting for the Eagles. Runner on first, Danzeason. Swing and a miss. Boy, Nolan has such a sweet swing.
He really does. A left-handed swing is it's pretty beautiful. He took a hack at that one.
Rangard is giving up six hits. There goes a runner, swing and a miss, and Christensen will not throw it. And so Smith strikes out for out number two. And Danzeason goes down to second base. So a runner in scoring position for center fielder Brant Schomer. Brant walked, and then he got a base hit and came around to score in the third inning. 3-1 Eagles. Rangard's pitch inside just about hit him.
Yeah, Brant had that beautiful bunt down the down the third baseline there in the third.
That could be a play of the game so far. Our Wow Ottawash play of the game. 1-0 count here to Schomer, and he fouls that one over to grandstand. I love the grandstand here. It's like 1950s.
Yeah.
It's like walking back in the 1950s with the old wooden roof and the wooden bleachers. One ball, one strike. It's a Brant. Danzeason at second base. Pitch is a strike two. The sun's got to be pretty nasty out there if you're playing in the outfield. You're looking right into the sun. Next pitch to Schomer's high for ball.
Yeah, that's never fun when you got to battle the sun.
Well, I played high school ball 50 years ago, and I agree.
Yeah.
It's still the same.
Yep.
2-2 pitch, two outs. Let's see what Rangard can do here. Pops it up. Foul territory. The first baseman, Cousin, and it goes foul. Oh, they got a duck flying too here.
Yep.
Just that.
Morton's going to learn to Madison.
Randy Mortensen up there and some others. They got umbrellas up there over their heads now out of the sun.
They need some shade, too.
Chase Rangard pitching. Here's the pitch. It's high for ball three, so we got a full count with two outs, and Danzeason at second base. Eagles lead 3-1 if you're just tuning in. Thanks to our UFP Minnesota for being our premier sponsor tonight. There's a ground ball hit the second. Anthony fields it and throws the first for the third out. 4-3 put out, and that'll end the inning for Lacapaw Valley. No runs, no hits, and no errors, and they leave one on. And the score remains, the Eagles 3, and Canby 1. If the Lancers come to bat here in the top of the fifth inning, we'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Lancer and Eagle Baseball right here on Q92.
If you're looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better. With AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your agri-partner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo, Davis Patzer here in Milroy on a beautiful day for baseball. I can't ask for a better day today. Weather-wise, right?
That's for sure. It's always a pleasure playing in good weather for baseball.
We're broadcasting on the last bleacher here at the behind the grandstand, behind home plate. And the Eagles have a 3-1 lead. The winner will move on and play Thursday against the winner of Mineota or Russell Tyler Ruth, and they'll play next. The loser is done for the season. And the pitch is outside. Excuse me, they won't play each other. They'll play the losers of the winner bracket games. That's what'll happen. All right, who do we got here? We got the 7, 8, 9 batters for Camby. Toll batting. Oh, right over the second base bag. And out to center field. Base hit for Morgan Toll. And listen to the Camby Lancer fans. That about tore the Nolan Smith's pit club off his hand.
That whizzed right past his face. Yeah, that's good for the Lancers. They coming from behind here. They need leadoff. They need base runners and leadoff hit like that. That boosts confidence.
Landon Meyer Thompson is running for Toll. So Thompson at first base. Now the home plate umpire wants to talk with Cammy's head coach, Nick Cockleman. Oh, that looks good.
Ooh.
You see that? What happened? Oh, the umpire went down. Home plate umpires went down on one knee. And he might have a little heat exhaustion, maybe. Nick Cockleman has his arm around him. Garvey Biergarten comes out. They're coming out with some water. That's what's happening, right?
Yeah, that's what I...
It's not Nick, it's the umpire.
Yeah.
And so the home plate umpire...
My fellow Rosen teammate, Evan Ingesmo, bringing a water out for the ump.
So it looks like we're going to have a little break in the action here as the umpire, home plate umpire, is recovering here and hopefully recovers well. Oh, now he's going to stand up. Not quite, and he gets a hand from the crowd here. And he's going to remain in the game. Pretty tough there.
Yeah, that's, you never want to see that.
Nope. Wow, okay, it looked pretty serious there for a while, didn't it? But he's up and he's behind home plate again. Not sure who the umpire is. I didn't get his name, but he said, let's play ball. So here's the situation. The Lancers are batting here in the top of the fifth. They're down 3-1, and they have a base runner in Fuzz on that first base. And batting is Dylan Christensen, the catcher, takes the first pitch of ball.
Lockpile's third baseman, Jackson Fernals, playing up on the grass. Might be a bunting situation here.
Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball deep left field. Max Young out there. This is a major league pop-up, folks.
That was.
And Max
he made it look easy.
Wow, did he get that up in the air? Christensen. But Max Young out there waiting for the satellite to come down. Wow. Here's Matthew Zitzman. Once again, Camby of the runner on first base. That was a hit by Morgan Toll. Dobson is over there running for Toll. One out, and a number 9 batter, Matthew Zitzman, batting. He had this one pop up to short. It's caught, and the throw to two outs. A little blue pop up to short to Easton Fernals. And Easton looked like he was going to throw to first to try to double Dobson up, but didn't held on to it.
Top of the order here for Camby. See if they can get something going with two down.
Cash Anthony. He's walked and flied out to Carter Moen in right field. Eagles lead 3-1. They scored a run in the second and two in the third. There goes the runner. Swung on and fouled back. Hoo-hoo. And Dozen dives head first.
That's always a buzzkill as a runner. Then you got to get all the way back first.
Dozen dived head first into the second base bag trying to steal it, but it was swung on and fouled back by Cash Anthony. Coach Nick Cockleman flashing the signs out there at third base. Smith pitching to Anthony. And he swings at that one and fouls it back for strike two. So 0-2 count, two outs, runner on first. Here for the Lancers. Just a the second. What is that? Taco salad.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
That looks pretty good.
It does. 0-2 pitch, two outs. Big pitch for Nolan here, pitching to Anthony. Curveball, swing and a miss. What a breaking ball
that
was.
That was a heck of a pitch there.
And that'll end the inning as Anthony goes down swinging for the third out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and Lancers leave a runner on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles hanging on to that 3-1 lead. We'll take a break and be right back.
Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. Being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
All right, welcome back to Yankee Field here on a sunny What day is it? Tuesday.
Yeah.
Memorial Day messed me up. It's a Tuesday. Eagles have a 3-1 lead in this elimination game. Hey, I want to congratulate the Yellow Medicine East softball team. They're going to play for a section championship on Saturday, or Thursday, excuse me. And they beat Wabasso 10-8 just now. So congratulations to them. Representing the Camden Conference. And in the top of the fifth inning at the Irish Yard outside of Milroy here, Dawson Boyd still leading Adrian 4-1. See if the Blackjacks can remain in the winner's bracket here. And Davis Patzer joins me here on the broadcast. Pretty good game. The Eagles have a 3-1 lead. Eagles 6 hits. Camby 2 hits. Chase Rangard, the junior right-hander for Camby, continuing on the mound here for the Lancers. Tanner Tilbury, Jackson Fernholz, Gavin Meyer, the first three batters for Lacaparl Valley. The face Rangard. Here's the pitch, and it's high and outside for a ball. Oh, a strike.
Right.
We have to do a delayed broadcast here.
Yeah.
That was a strike thrown to a Tanner. And a good basketball season the Tilbury had for the Eagles. Making all conference as a sophomore. One ball, one strike to Tanner. Tanner got a base hit, or a sack. And he pops that one over to grandstand here.
Nice curveball there by Rangard.
All these people coming from the concession stand walking right in front of me, teasing me with bratwurst. That guy looks like he has sauerkraut on his bratwurst. One ball, two strikes to Tilbury. And, ooh, nice pitch there by Rangard. And Christensen, the catcher, wants to appeal to the base umpire if that was a strike or not. What'd he say?
He said nope.
Nope. So 2-2 count to Tilbury. First batter here in the bottom of the fifth. Eagles have a 3-1 lead over Camby. There's a high fly ball center field. Cody Stoll coming in.
Wow.
Dives for it on his knees, and Stoll makes a catch.
That's a heck of a play there.
Cody Stoll for Camby in center field.
How about the outfield play today?
Yeah,
man.
Both teams. Cody came along. This is a big outfield here in Minnesota.
You got to cover a lot of ground.
And he actually dropped to his knees and making the catch. Jackson Fernholz batting now, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Fernholz is ball, I believe.
Yep.
Coming up next after this game, maybe about 20 minutes to half an hour after this game, we'll have the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Russell Taylor Ruthen Knights in another elimination game. And the pitch is high for a ball to Jackson Fernholz. A lot of Lacaparl Valley people here, a lot of Camby Lancer people here, cheering on their teams here in Milroy today. Look out. Pitch inside to Jackson. So you got another year left at Bridgewater?
Yep, yep. Okay. One more year. Yep.
3-0 count here to Fernals. And there's a strike. On deck for Lacapra Valley, designated hitter Gavin Meyer. One out. Chase Brangard. The pitch. Ground ball hits a short. Abrahamson fields it. And he throws the first, and they get Fernals. Two outs.
Nice play by the shortstop. Made it look easy. Nice throw right to the chest.
Does Bridgewater go down south to start your season?
Yeah, we go down to Florida right at the end of February, and we spend about 9-10 days down there. And
nice.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Here's Gavin Meyer with two outs now. Nice job by Chase Rangard here. Curveball in there for a strike.
He's really settled in now.
Eagles scored a run in the second. RBI single by Easton Fernals. An RBI by Gavin Meyer. Scored Nolan Smith. No pitch in the dirt there. And it's 3-1 here. Both these teams played earlier in the season. I didn't catch the game or didn't broadcast the game, but Lacapra won 10-0.
I happened to actually be at that game.
Oh, it was
that? That was the one regular season game I made.
Okay. And pitch is high. Do you remember anything about it?
Yeah, Lockpar did a good job putting the ball in play with runners on, and Camby didn't really make the plays.
Here's the next pitch by Rangard, and that's a strike.
But it's a much different ball game today. That's for sure.
Yep. I believe it's 3-1 to Gavin Meyer with two outs. Rangard's pitch.
Nice pitch.
Oh, strike three.
Nice pitch.
Scoreboard is wrong there. So we're... That was a 1-2-3 inning for Rangard and Lancers.
Yeah, he's looked really good these last few innings.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Folks, the ball game's moving along here. We're going to go to the top of the sixth. Camby down 3-1, and they're coming to bat. We'll be right back.
As you're finalizing planting plans, your local authorized Pioneer sales professional stands ready to help you match the right product with the right acre to maximize your return. In addition to providing you agronomy expertise, your Pioneer sales professional has a good supply of Pioneer brand products that deliver top-end yield potential and strong defensive traits. For more than 8 decades, DuPont Pioneer has been ready to help growers like you manage return on investment across your operation. Science with service, delivering success.
Contact your local Pioneer sales rep, Dean Martinson, Mark Weber, or Brad and Josh Moan.
Gisselson Ace Hardware in Mineota is a fourth generation hardware store. This store has seen a lot of items over the years, from international tractors and, of course, many hardware items. Men can shop for tools while women shop for gifts and decor and meet in the middle at the checkout counter. Now that is the way to shop. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 4. They are located right along Highway 68 in beautiful Mineota, Minnesota.
Paul Ramo, Davis Patzer back here at Milroy at Yankee Field on a beautiful Tuesday. Good ball game, Davis. 3-1
Eagles. Good ball game. Always fun to watch a good baseball game.
All right. So the Lancers down 3-1, and they're batting here in the top of the sixth inning. It's the 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Lancers, Abrahamson, Stoll, and Sigler. And the first pitch to Will is a ball. People sitting in the sun are fanning themselves. I'm nice and comfortable in the shade here.
Me too.
And pop foul popped up. This is catchable. In foul territory on the first base bag, Tilbury makes the catch. Off the bat of Abrahamson. One out. I just noticed how big a glove Tilbury has at first base.
Yeah.
I just noticed that now. Wow. Cody Stoll batting. Cody struck out in the first inning, and he flied out to center field to Schomer. His last at bat. Nolan Smith in the windup. And the pitch is a strike to number six, Cody Stoll. I believe Cody's a senior, graduated. You heard that Camby commencement right here on Q92 a couple of Fridays ago. Smith's pitch outside. No one's still throwing hard.
Only 61 or 62 pitches. 61.
Where did you see that?
At the at-bat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't notice that on the scoreboard out there. That's Nolan's pitch count, huh?
Yep.
Never noticed that. Here's a pop-up right field.
Going to be a tough play.
Carter Moen on a drive in foul territory. Oh, dies for it. Oh, he couldn't come up with the ball. Good effort there by Carter Moen, the sophomore. Did he get, was it real close or?
Yeah, he was close to it. Yep. He had to run a long ways for that ball.
Right down the right field line, Carter Moen, a sophomore, diving for a foul ball there, just about caught it. Two strikes to Stoll. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. What kind of pitch was that?
That was a curveball. That was a late breaker and tried to fight it off. Nice pitch.
Strikeout number seven for Smith. Line scores read the Eagles 3 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. Camby, 1 run on 2 hits and no errors. Now batting is Chase Ziegler, the left fielder. Takes first pitch, a ball. Both teams trying to stay alive here in the playoffs. Pitch in the dirt. If the winner of this game will play, I believe, at 5 o'clock next Thursday, either 5 or 7, right back here at Yankee Field. It's tough when you drop down loser's bracket. It's a battle. Swing and a miss by Ziegler.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to get yourself back from, but it's doable.
Two balls, one strike to Chase. Smith, pitch, pop.
Sharply hit.
Second base, Mortensen fields it, throws to first. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Nolan Smith and the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Eagles have a 3-1 lead over Camby. We'll be right back after this.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging filters, ruining fuel injectors, and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Available at Lock Power Co-op, located in Madison and Dawson. Let us be your partner in agriculture.
Paul Ramo, Davis Patzer back here in Milroy. Kind of a quick game. We're already in the bottom of the sixth.
Both pitchers have done a nice job throwing great ball games. When you don't have the long at-bats, the game seems to fly.
Yep. Well, I'm getting bleacher butt, I know that.
Yeah.
We're sitting on the hard old wooden bleachers here. I got another game to go. 3-1 Eagles leading Camby. Eric Hansen, the assistant coach, coming back to the dugout. Chance Ingersmo, also in assistant coach for the Lancers, and he's your teammate on the Rosen Express.
Yeah, his brother Evan. His brother Evan.
Oh, Evan, Evan, yeah. I'm sorry. Evan's been a Rosen Express player for a long time.
Yeah, he's been over there a few years now, so it's been fun.
Chance plays a lot of softball, I believe, yeah.
Chance is always at all of our Rosen games.
Oh, he is?
He's a familiar face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the bottom of the sixth with the Eagles batting, and it's the 8-9-1 batters. It's Easton Fernals. Easton had an RBI single to left field, a screamer out the left in the second inning. Put the Eagles up 1-0 to get the scoring going. Chase Rangard pitching to Fernals. There's a fly ball to left, and Ziegler doesn't even have to move. Easton really makes contact with the ball.
Yeah, seems to jump off his bat. only being a freshman, man, that's really impressive.
Yeah, he loves baseball. Yeah. That's all he does is play baseball, I think.
Yeah, congratulations to him.
Plays a lot of summer ball, too.
Yeah.
There's a recruit for you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Who's your coach at Ridgewater?
Tyler Hebring.
Oh, yeah. Curveball, nice pitch by Rangard. Wow. To Carter Moan for a strike. Eagles lead 3-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth, they're batting with one out. Carter Moan batting. Rangard's pitch down low. I tell you, catching is one of the toughest positions in any sport.
Man, it really is. You got a lot of responsibilities.
Moan, he walked and applied out to right field. And he hits that one to right center. This is going to drop in there. It's going to go in the gap. And that's going to go almost all the way to the fence. And center fielder Cody Stoll gets it in. A stand-up double for Carter Moan here in the bottom of the sixth. Hardest hit ball of the day.
Yeah, he did a good job on letting that ball travel and just go with it the other way and get to run around the bases a little bit.
So the Eagles with Moan at second, one out. They lead 3-1. Rangard now facing the top of the order in Gavin Mortensen. Pitch is, a strike call.
Macaparo fans are a little...
We won't name names.
No, we won't name names. But a little restless down there.
Gavin Mortensen batting. He squares around the bunt. Bunts it in front of home plate. Christensen, the catcher, throws first. Hits him off the base. And he is going to call him out, I believe. Now the umpires don't know what to call. Mortensen, the first baseman for Camby, Buzzin got pulled off the bag, but did he get back on the bag in time?
I don't know what.
Umpires are meeting by the mound. What do you think, Davis?
Gosh, I couldn't tell if he got back to the bag in time. I know he came back, but I wasn't sure if Mortensen beat him there. The throw was wide right.
Moan got the third base for sure, but is Mortensen out or safe? And they're going to call him. This is interesting. Now the home plate umpire's asking Darby Biergun to come over. They're going to ask Darby what he thinks? Well, I've never seen this before.
No, me either.
The base umpire, the home plate umpire should make a call either
way.
Yeah,
this is a tough one because they didn't make a call. They met right away.
Now Nick Cockleman comes out of the Camby dugout.
He's wondering what's going on.
Well, Thuzen, the first baseman, the throw from Christensen was kind of high and away.
Yeah.
It definitely pulled Thuzen off the bag. But to me, it looked like he got back there.
I kind of think he got back there, too.
Yep, I thought so, too. But Mortensen is fast, and he's still standing on first base. I don't know what the long discussion is here. I don't know. The umpire, when they met, they should have just made a quick decision.
Yeah, I know.
And say safe or out.
It almost looks like he's...
Darby.
I wonder if they're discussing about where Mortensen was running. You know, was he in fair territory?
Oh.
I don't know if they're trying to come
you
up
gotta,
with something.
You got to run on the outside
you,
of the
you,
line?
You have to stay, you know, in your runner's lane.
Darby looks like he's pleading his case there. Now they're going to make a decision. What are they saying? He's out.
I think they called him out. Yep. And they're putting Moan back on second. No.
Well, now Darby's upset about something with the base umpire.
Now they're going to put Moan back on second base.
Wow. I can't wait to talk to Darby about this one.
Man, I don't know what happened there.
So two, three put out for the second out.
They might have called Mortensen there for interference or something. I'm not sure.
Anyway, here's Grant Bjerke batting. Mortensen goes back to second base. Two outs now. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, that was weird.
Coach Cockman just standing outside the third base dugout wasn't arguing at all, but not sure what happened. Well, Dr. Darby. Could have been interference. Grant Bjerke at the plate. 0 for 3 on the day. Mortensen at second. Two outs. 3-1 Eagles.
Nice pitch.
Strike. Nice pitch by Rangard. Chase has done a nice job for the Lancers. Just a junior. He'll be back next year for Camby. But he wants to play on Thursday. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there by Bjerke.
Catcher's going to call time here.
Getting back to that play at first, you know, it would have been better if the umpires just would have made a quick decision either way, wrong or right.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why they asked to talk with one of the coaches, but that's weird. 2-2 count, two outs. Bjerke at the plate. Here's Rangard's pitch. And that's high for ball three. We've got a full count. Mortensen at second base. Is that Mortensen?
Moan.
Carter Moan.
There's
a base hit.
That's two. They're going to send him home.
Moan's being sent home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Now it's
base.
Bjerke takes second. That's a good heads-up base running play.
Grant Bjerke with a big hit there. Just got out of the reach of a diving shortstop, Will Abrahamson, got the left field. Wow.
Dan Zeeson will come run for the catcher, Grant Bjerke.
Ziegler made a strong throw home. Now they're going to walk Nolan Smith intentionally.
That's a good play there by the Lancers. Sets up the force out on third and go to any bag now.
We got pinch runners. Courtesy runners all over the place here.
Now Jake DeLean.
Somebody came in at second to run, too, for...
Dan Zeeson is out on
Dan
second.
Dan Zeeson at second, DeLean at first. Batting is Brant Schomer. Camby trying to get this last out. 4-1 now, Eagles. And there's a shot to left. That's going to drop in there. Dan Zeeson around in third. And there's not going to be a play, and it's 5-1, Eagles. Brant Schomer with an RBI single to left. And Deason scores going down to second. DeLean, Schomer with an RBI to left.
Back-to-back good two-out hit, and just shorten yourself up and don't do too much with the baseball.
Ninth hit of the game for La Caprile Valley. 5-1 now. Eagles with runners on first and second and batting. There's a curveball. Oh, what a beautiful pitch
nice
by Rangard.
At 106, he's coming up on his pitch count, max, 115.
Tilbury batting. The pitch. Oh, nice stop by the catcher, Christensen. He's a good catcher.
He is. He's looked really good back there. Keeping runners at their bases.
Two outs, bottom of the sixth, 5-1 Eagles, elimination game, section three. Pitch, popped up right field. This is hit deep, but the right fielder, Zitzman, way off, makes the catch. Deep right field off the bat of Tilbury. Wow. But the Eagles come up with two more runs. On one, two, three hits, no errors, and they leave two on base again. Well, Camby needs some runs. Otherwise, their season is done. They're down 5-1. They're coming to bat here in the top of the seventh. We'll be right back.
Tenson Marine and Raymond for all your boating needs. Check out Tenson Marine. They have a large inventory of Sylvan and Sun Chaser pontoons, along with Starcraft, Smoker Craft, and Sylvan fishing boats and trailers. And don't forget the Evinrude E-Tech outboard motors. Tenson Marine has good used boats as well. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 to 6, and Saturday, 8:30 to 3. That's Tenson Marine, located in Raymond, Minnesota.
American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com.
Paul Ramo, Davis Batts here. We've made it to the seventh inning in the Section 3A elimination game between the Lancers and the Eagles. And the Eagles are leading 5-1. Camby coming to bat here in the top of the seventh. They need some runs, Davis.
I'd like to think the Lancers will they'll try to take a strike for every.
Nolan Smith, first away. Oh,
diving play.
Stopped by the third baseman, Fernholz, that he's not going to be able to make the throw. Jackson with a diving stop at third up, Ben Dreets. Base hit for Ben Dreets. And that's what the Lancers wanted.
They needed that. Get a runner on to start the inning and see if they can battle away.
Coach Nick Cockleman, between innings, gathered his team around, give him a pep talk. Need everybody to get on base. Smith doing a great job pitching. Pitch inside here to number three. This is Chase Rangard, the Lancer pitcher. 5-1 Eagles. The Eagles put up some insurance runs there. Two runs there in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch. Fly ball, left center, and Schomer running over. He makes a running catch.
Wow.
Brant Schomer in left center field on the dead run. Hauls it in for the first out. Rangard gave that a ride.
He sure did.
Here's Morgan Toll. A re-entry. Toll's coming back into the game. Designated hitter. Eagles two outs away. Got a quick update. Dawson Boyd leading Adrian. Top of the sixth. 7-1. Blackjacks trying to remain in that winner's bracket. Makes it easy for you if you can. Runner on first and Dreets. The pitch outside to Toll. Dawson hang on to win there. They would play Saturday at noon at the Irish Yard in a semi. And the pitch is, a strike call. Man, that's home plate umpire. Such a delay.
Yeah.
Morgan Toll, big guy.
1-1 count.
Here's the pitch inside for ball two. Line scores Reed Lockerfall 5 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. Camby 1 run on 3 hits and no errors. Nolan. And pops it up. Mortensen, the second baseman, going back. Here comes Carter Moen in, and it's going to drop between them. Now throw to second, and they force him out at second. What a heads-up play by right fielder Carter Moen.
That's a great play there. That was a tough off the bat. I knew that one was going to be trouble.
Well, that's tough for the Camby runner.
That's just a hard play because you don't want to get off too far and have them make a catch and turn around and double you off.
So Ben was kind of caught in no man's land there, but Moen, it dropped right between Mortensen and Moen out there in right field. So two outs. Camby down their last out here, and here's that was a hit. And here's Dylan Christensen batting, I believe. And the pitch is, right by Coach Cockerman. Lucky Nick was paying attention there. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Camby, or Lockerball leading 5-1. Camby's season on the line here. Let's see if they can keep it going. And Christensen at the plate. Here's the pitch. Curveball strike.
Nice pitch.
So the Eagles one pitch away.
Camby down to their last strike. See if he can battle.
Dylan Christensen at the plate. Two outs. Here's the pitch. High and away for ball. 2-2 count. Toll at first base. Nolan. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Okay.
And the Eagles win it. 5-1. And they're celebrating as they come off the field. Another strikeout. Strikeout number 8 for Nolan Smith. As the Eagles and the Lancers
Cans at
congratulations to Canby on a great season.
Yeah, they really had a nice season. Always hate to see it end, though, huh?
Yeah. That's,
you've had that feeling?
Yeah, there's two sides to it in sports. There's the celebrating, and then there's the losing.
All right, well, we'll take a couple of minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show, and we'll wrap this game up, and we'll get ready for the next game between Mineota and Russell Taylor Ruthin. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
With summer just around the corner and warm temps on the way, now is the time to service your air conditioner. Give Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison a call right now to set up an appointment. Let the professionals take care of it. Larry's has over 50 years of experience in the air conditioning business. Maybe you're in need of a new air conditioner. Lennox air conditioners are the most efficient and quietest you can buy. Call Larry's Refrigeration and Heating at 320-598-3334. Don't wait till that first warm day to click on the air conditioner. Then think, oh, I should have serviced my air conditioner. 598-3334. That's 598-3334. Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison.
Hi, this is Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling in Dawson. Here at Larson Tiling, we appreciate your business. We aren't looking to do all of the tiling in the area, just the people that want a quality job well done and guaranteed. I'm not going to lie to you. You probably can find someone to do your tiling job cheaper. If that's all you're looking for is a cheap price, then go somewhere else. Or do you want a quality job with value? Or a system that'll last a lifetime? Someone that's going to be here for years to come. When you make important decisions in your life, you only look at the price? Probably not. You look for the best quality, the most value. So if you're just looking for a cheap tiling job, you'll get what you pay for. Then we are not your contract. Quality comes with a price. With that being said, we will give you the best price we can. Give us a call, 320-769-2596. And remember, good days give you happiness, bad days give you experience. God bless the USA.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back, everybody, to Milroy. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles win 5-1 over the Canby Lancers, and this is the Neon Needles post-game show. Davis, what do you think about the game?
It was a great ball game. Both teams played a very sound defensive ball game, and Lockpower came up with the hits when they needed to, and it was a very, very clean baseball game is how I would put it.
All right, let's go with our Neon Needles Subway player of the game.
I'm going to go with Nolan Smith. He dominated on the mound, went 79 pitches through all seven innings with 8 strikeouts, only allowing 3 hits, 1 run. It was a great performance by him to step up in an elimination game and just take control of the baseball game. That was huge.
And our Wow Ottawash and Laundromat play of the game, Davis.
Grant Schomer's bunt down the third base line to get himself safe at first base, and then some nice hitting by Lockparl to score him all the way from first, and they scored 2 runs that inning. That was a big turning point in the game, give Lockparl the lead and some confidence going into the rest of the ball game.
line scores read, Lockparl 5 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. Canby 1 run and 3 hits and no errors. With the joining us here on the Neon Needles post-game show is Lockparl Valley head coach Darby Biergon. Darby, congratulations on advancing.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks.
How do they say that? Survive and advance.
I just got to ask before we get going, is there budget cuts? You got Davis helping you here
tonight. He just took Bart's job. Bart, and I said you lost your job, Bart.
He's the gift of gab. He's a good guy to have on here with you.
Well, when he hits a grand slam last night.
No kidding. You got to get him on there.
You
got to
get him on there.
Yeah, for sure.
Talk about your win here.
Yeah, you know, what a game by Nolan. Davis said it. 79 pitches in 7 innings. That's outstanding. I think he had him hitless through 4 maybe. Maybe he gave up a hit in the 4th. That's what we needed is a full, complete game out of our senior on the mound. And one run given up, gave us a chance. And, yeah, the guys came in clutch. I mean, Schomer's bunt there to get us moving there a little bit and get the offense fired up a little bit. We needed that.
Talk about the discussion with Mortensen at first base.
So
what happened there?
Yeah, tough discussion. I don't know. You guys probably saw it better than I was. I was trying to talk myself into another base runner is what it was. But the umpire said that he was out of the base runner's lane down first base.
Yeah, that's what Davis thought.
Yeah, and I was just discussing to him that he's a right-handed batter. He still has time until halfway down the mound where it starts to get into that box. And he didn't know exactly where he got into the box or wasn't in the box, but in his opinion, he was outside of the box and made the catcher throw it wide or high or whatever it was.
Gotcha.
So I'm not a good politician. We ended up on the back end of that one, but we still had 2 clutch hits, I think, right after that.
Yep.
So that was really big.
Yeah.
Schomer came up,
Schomer
I think, had a hit.
Big.
Carter had the double, right, to start that, and then that
Graham,
out by Mort. And
Graham Bierke had that huge hit, too.
Yes. Yep, so I got 2 runs anyways off of that.
That was a team effort.
Yeah. I mean, we had Schomer, our 4-hitter, bunting. But that's what you got to do at this time is just try to find runs, and that's what we were trying to do. We were ready to bunt in that 7th inning, obviously, just to get more insurance runs and just give ourselves a little bit more comfortable lead.
Yeah, Rangard, the junior pitcher for Canby. You've seen him before, I believe.
That's our second time seeing him. So, yeah, he's a nice pitcher.
You're a one-hitter Saturday.
Yeah, right. So we know he's solid. We just told the guys to be aggressive because he likes to get ahead of the count, and that's he was trying to do that all day.
I know when Bart was head coach of the Eagles, he hated to have the third base dugout in Milroy here because the sun's blaring in you. You got the first base dugout, so you're nice and comfortable. Right?
Comfortable when we're in the field, not comfortable over in the third base coach's box over there. But, it was steamy today, that's for sure.
Anything stand out with you in the game as well?
You know, just
some of your players?
Yeah, again, Nolan's big pitching debut, or not debut, but big pitching performance, and just the all-around team effort. I mean, I really felt like the guys stepped up and did a job that they were supposed to. And we had a lot of hard-hit balls right at people. Easton there at the end. Tanner had a hard-hit ball out to right center that was caught, so... It was fun to see a good team effort.
Good defensive day too.
Right.
A lot of heads up base, a lot of heads up plays. Like Carter there at the end, firing to second to get that out. That was huge.
Right on. Yep, that's a big second out in that inning. Keep
All
the guy
right.
at first. So,
well, the last report I had, Dawson Boyd is leading Adrian 7-1 in the 6th. So, who would you play?
We'd be playing the loser of the Dawson-Adrian game.
Okay. Right now, we don't have a final on that yet.
Sure. And we've seen both teams, so that'll be fun. We've played Dawson once and we've played Adrian once, so we kind of have an idea what both teams look like.
Yep. So you play right back here at Yankee Field on Thursday at 5 o'clock.
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Yep. I believe that's correct.
All right, good win.
All right.
You got to keep it going, right?
Yep. Yeah, let's hope
so. What do you think about the Lockparl crowd here?
Oh, what a crowd, huh?
Yeah.
On a hot night. A lot of people wanting to get outside and get some warm air and finally warm sun. But, if you have no plans Thursday night, come on down. Let's pack this place even more than what it is.
All right. Davis has experience now of being an analyst.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, now you got to have them again now Thursday.
Yeah, have to.
All right, thanks, Darby.
All right, thanks, Paul. Thanks Dave.
Darby.
All right, we got to say goodbye to some of the seniors for Canby, who's put a lot of time in for Coach Nick Kockelman Davis. Quite a few seniors actually: Chase Ziegler, Dylan Christensen, Cody Stoll, Cash Anthony, Cooper Pesek are the 5 seniors. For the Lancers, always hate to play your last game.
Yeah, it definitely sucks, that's for sure, because this is the end. You know, with basketball, you had baseball, and with football, you had basketball, or whatever you play.
Yep.
you know, when you're finally done, you know, with baseball, you're done. And yeah, for sure.
All right. Davis, thanks for helping out.
Thank you. It was
appreciate
fun.
It. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So if you see Nolan down there, tell him to come up.
I'll tell him to come up.
Yep, so.
For sure.
All right. That wraps up our Neonito's post-game show. We've already did WOW Ottawa's play of the game and Neonito's player of the game. So thanks for listening. I don't see Coach Cockman here. I was going to visit with him. Maybe we can get Coach Cockman up here during the Mineota RTR game. Coming up, Mineota RTR in another baseball game in about 20 minutes or so. So back to you at the studios.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pierce and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pizza Electric Motor, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mineota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Tron Tassel Seeds, Souther Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Schlager Concrete, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prince Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Autowood Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Fluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Gray Saban Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application. And Section Sports brought to you by Halgan Insurance Agency, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Dreyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods.